Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Well, hey there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers program. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Sometimes it's something we've learned. Maybe it's something we're struggling with. But the bottom line is there's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we're reflecting on this week's WW topic, getting back to the basics. You know, sometimes you just have to peel everything back and act like a new member. So that's what we're talking about today and what the basics look like for us. Are you ready? Let's talk. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, it is always good to see your faces. How are we today?
I'm doing well. I'm potty training my three-year-old. I feel like I'm going being hazed, but I'm claiming good things. I'm doing great. How about you, ladies? Tell me about you.
That sounds like toxic positivity to me.
It's called faking it until you make it.
I love it.
I am getting my butt beat by a three-year-old. I'm feeling it.
Bless. Ricky, how are you?
I'm doing fine. We're in the third week back to school, and it's already, we're all already counting down to the next break.
Literally, I was going to read to say, you're already counting the weeks right now. It's the third weekend, like you're doing hash marks here.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Erin? How are you doing?
Living the dream.
Look.
Living the dream.
Look at all this toxic positivity going around. I feel like there's undercurrents of, sure, we're doing great.
We're great. It's fine. It's all good. okay. Now, I will tell you something that is not toxic positivity. Right. This is something that, listen, if you're on the podcast, you're going to have to switch over and come look at this on YouTube or in the Facebook group because this is something that you want to see. I have discovered a new app. And it is called Active Arcade.
Okay.
Active Arcade. This is like for our generation, more Candace and me, Ricky, a little less you, but there is still you in there. Kids who grew up in the 80s, 90s-ish, you know, that with like it's always been the dream that you can jump inside of the video game and play the video game, right? And not like Tron style where people are coming to kill you, but like fun, like Super Mario, power up, whee! This, I'm going to hit play on this.
Oh, God.
This is me playing some of the activities that are in the app. I did this for 45 minutes and had no idea I had been doing this for 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this. I'm knocking down clothes.
Look at Erin.
I'm playing this jack-a-ball thing.
Look at the confidence.
There's so much concentration. Like, I am in the zone on this game, you guys.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Where do you get this?
It's in your app store. It's called Active Arcade. And you're the user. And here's what's really cool too, is there are some two-player games. Uh-huh. So if you've got kids, you can do it with your kids.
or your kids can do it. If you want to have, if you're looking to get some different exercise for your kids that they would enjoy. Oh my gosh. Especially the whack-a-mole. The whack-a-mole is so
That's fun. So Chuck E. Cheese circa 1985.
Yes. They're like, they're like 12 different games. There's another one with like a laser that you have to move so you don't like get caught from the laser. It all works from your phone. Now, if I don't have, I have a Sharp. Basically, I have an Android TV and I've got an iPhone. So they don't pair well together. Mm-hmm. This would be so much better if you could screencast it to something. I'm doing it straight from my phone, which is still definitely a possibility, as you can see. It's so much fun.
It looks like it's fun. You were in the zone.
I was so in the zone. I'm telling you, I did this for 45 minutes and had no idea. And I was pouring sweat. Why do you think I still have my Charm City Run headband on right now?
I'm this about is straight to be doing that at like 4 in the morning, waking up the family. Because you know, if I do it with my son, he's going to take over. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
You will. You and David, you guys should do this together. Oh my gosh. It's so much fun.
Don't look for me after we record, okay?
No. There's something amazingly, positive. And I will make sure, to link it, the app down in the show notes everywhere we're broadcasting this. So
Erin, that might be a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know,
listen, you know how I feel about Step Bet.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Step Bet. This, and I think, just leaped ahead of Step Bet.
Those are big words.
That's a big statement, Erin.
They are very, it is,
I
very
don't know. That's a big one. I'm going to have to see. The only thing, because Step Bet, you win some money.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're not winning any money with this one, but it's the most fun that I've had doing quote unquote exercise in a long time.
They should totally add a money component. Like if you hit all the things and you
hit dollars. I'd love that. But then, well, never mind. We'll go to that. Yeah. okay. So this week, last week we were talking about some of the, which I loved the conversation that was happening in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. Did you guys check that out? Because we were talking about some of the new things that are coming to WW. No plan changes. Don't anybody freak out about that. No plan changes, but WW is making some really great app upgrades. So One of the things in, you know, you may be one of the people who already have this. If you go into Connect, it's www.app.update is the profile that you can follow to see anything new that's coming. But it's a new tab at the bottom that it's like a graph or like a lightning bolt that'll be at the bottom, and it's called the My Progress tab, and they've got a little sneak peek of that underneath of the profile showing you what it'll look like. And one of the things, well, hold on, before I jump into that. There's that, the My Progress tab, and then they're also making some updates to the restaurant tab as well to make it easier to be able to track eating out. Okay. And one of the things that I'm feeling, and I don't know if you are feeling this as well or if you're noticing this, I feel like WW is making a slow pivot back to the fundamentals of the program, meaning addressing eating and the basics of that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where it went from when we were in the meeting rooms every week? We had like a weight challenge, and everybody would share how much weight they lost, and there was a cumulative total at the end of the day. And on that Saturday, like, ooh, all three meetings lost a total of 125 pounds.
Was that the Noel years? Like,
those were like, yes, those were the Noel years. And Noel was our wonderful in-person meeting coach. Mm-hmm. And then it transitioned to where we started talking more about feelings. We started talking more about like the mental components of weight loss. And suddenly we weren't talking about the number on the scale anymore. Mm-hmm. We really weren't talking about tracking. We were spending more time of what was happening up in our heads than what was going inside of our mouths necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they've made that shift to science, and now science in conjunction with the basics. Mm-hmm. Is that me, or are you guys feeling that too?
You know, the only reason I wouldn't really know is because I don't spend as much time on the app as I should, like, to see, because I feel like a lot of those discussions and the things that, and also I know in the meeting room, this past week has been really, really crazy for me, but I can't say that I noticed it, but I'm glad that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I haven't noticed the shift, but I'm glad that it's happening.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've noticed it either. One of my goals is to be on Connect more. And I think it's just one of those things I continually, you know, I'll go into track. I have a nice little tracking streak, but I don't remember to check in of the conversations on a consistent basis. But based on what you said, Erin, you know, I think back to those little recipe books or, you know, those mini, the restaurant books.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, it looked like a mini like phone book because it was just so thick. This was from probably the late, maybe early 2000s mm-hmm. when, you know, I first started at Weight Watchers. And I remember there were so many physical materials and a lot of them were focused on the food. And it made it so easy to go out to a restaurant. I remember, you know, maybe it was just because I was in high school, but I didn't go to a lot of restaurants that weren't chain restaurants. And even if I did, I could find something similar. Like if I knew I had a baked potato, I could look up something from Wendy's or the Cheesecake Factory and know that it was the same as what I had. And I remember relying so heavily on that book because I still did eat out a decent amount. Mm-hmm. At that point. So it sounds like they're going back to that.
Yeah, they're going to call it what to eat tab. And mm-hmm. even down to, which I think they loosely have this, but I know one of the big things for anybody who's a new member is like, what do I eat? Mm-hmm. And they're always like, well, you know, you can eat whatever you want. Just stay within your points. You're like, well, how can I do that if I don't know what the things are? And so like what I'm seeing with this is like some suggestions for your first week. On WW, they have some really cool, I don't know if you can really see.
Yeah, you can see mm-hmm. it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some different icons for the restaurants. What else is in this? At home with WW, expert tips from registered dietitians, behavior change scientists, food experts, and more. So your first WW grocery haul.
Hmm.
Like, I think that's very different for WWW. Mm, yeah. I love that. And the My Progress tab, they have a weight trends. So you can see if you're trending down or if you're staying still. Your points budget, they say that as you track each week, your progress towards your goal will be reflected in the corresponding ring. It's also a new home for blue dots. So they're not going to be on the front anymore. They'll be inside of the progress tab. And it says you can easily see how well you are sticking to your points budget each day and how many points and weeklies you have left. We've also improved the way you earn blue dots. As long as you stay within your budget for the day, you'll earn a blue dot. That's right. The healthy eating zone as we know it is being replaced and simplified.
Hmm. Now you're seeing this in that threat, that Weight Watchers WW app dot
yes.
on Connect.
This is on Connect. So okay. WW app dot updates.
That is very interesting. Mm-hmm.
And they say some people have already received it. They're rolling it out. I happen to be one of the people it hasn't rolled out to. I'm slightly miffed by that, but whatever.
I was going to say, come on.
I went and looked to see if I was, you know, if there was an update that I could push, but there wasn't anything mm-hmm. I could push. So okay.
I have it either.
No, I don't have it. I don't no. have it. But I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I am. I'm excited about it too. But I would also like to show you while I'm in here and I've been holding up my app. Oh, wait, hold on. I have not tracked today. So let me go track something real quick.
I love how it reminds you too. Like, don't you miss your tracking streak.
Yeah. I just want you guys to see 73 Day Streak. Woo-hoo. Right there.
It's round of applause. I'm so proud of us. I mean, yeah. Honestly, I mean, that's something. And because we know what it is to go without tracking for like periods of time. So the focus on, because I think I told you all we're talking about kind of back to basics. I recently kind of pulled out our old friend Atomic Habits and have been re-listening to it on my drives because I have the audio version. Mm-hmm. And just going back to the basics of understanding what are the habits that I'm trying to implement and how am I doing it and what am I saying about myself? Kind of really, I don't know. It kind of sticks with what you're saying Weight Watchers is doing and kind of getting back to the basics of what it is that makes them successful or makes the program successful, which is the food and even the grocery haul. Like, how do we approach it? Because we can get into the mindset and all that's really important. But I think that something as basic as like, what should I have in my house to eat? Or how should I structure my day? Where do I my blue dots go? Or focusing on the tracking streaks. Those are all things that will lead to those habits that we want, those outcomes.
One of the things that I have been actively reminding myself is I have all the inspiration and motivation that I need. What I need is transformation.
That's right.
And the only way to get transformation is by doing.
Yeah.
And at some point, you just got to go do it. You got to pick something and just start there and not do it perfectly, not even necessarily 100%. One of my favorite examples that I've shared before that's from Atomic Habits was, you know, in a presidential election, you just need the majority vote. And sometimes that majority vote is 51%. And you just need to be doing 51% majority in the habits to start building the discipline and consistency.
And totally not to make this about my son and his potty training, I promise I'm not. But it really, that actually has been something I've had to accept because I just decided, I said, you know what? He's potty trained. Isaiah is a potty trained little 3-year-old and he is just potty trained. That's what he is. Now, consistently, every single time, does he make it to the potty? No. More often than not, is he doing it? Yes. And that's had to be enough for me as his perfectionist, reformed parent who required for myself 100% to be proud of him. And I said, no.
Because he's 3.
But I was thinking about how crazy it is that I would be upset with him for having an accident or not making it all the time when he's learning.
Right.
And how I can understand that and say, that would be crazy for me to be like, how dare you, Isaiah? Right. We talked about this. You know where the potty is. Like, I wouldn't do that because everyone would look at me and say exactly what you said. He's 3.
Right.
He's learning.
Now, granted, you may have 100% success rate now getting to the potty.
How long did I, in 40 years, I would hope that would be something that I've kind of mastered. But when early on, that wasn't a thing, right? I had to learn. So we give ourselves that grace. Right.
And I do want to say, I know we joke about that, but insensitivity to people who do have bladder issues, please know that that is not a crack.
Not a crack.
Not a crack against you or anything. I'm using this as an example that we often expect perfection out of others that we don't expect out of ourselves. And so.
And it's easy to do when we do that with our food, like we do it on this journey. How dare I go, you know me, how dare I go over points? How dare I have a day, this? And that's why I think they have those basic habits that they're trying to get us. You go overeating and going over points doesn't change your tracking streak. Your streak is still there.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. My tracking streak does not mean every single day in my points budget. I was negative 50. This past week, and I still managed to lose 0.6. I don't understand how it works sometimes. I just don't. All I know is I've got the data to show that this week I was negative 50 and somehow managed to lose weight. And so I'm just going to receive that because I got the weigh-in I deserve on a week I didn't deserve it. And I'm going to be grateful for it.
I've had to learn that with activity. And, you know, that's one of the basics that I think maybe slipped away from me a little bit because I think in the back of my mind, sometimes, you know, you know that quote that you can't out exercise a bad diet. So, you know, you think about that over and over again, and that can be an excuse not to exercise. Like, even if you're eating, you know, an okay diet, you might be like, well, you might misinterpret that as saying, well, the work activity doesn't matter, but it does. And I've gotten into a streak of, you know, tracking, but also activity. And it's not a perfect, you know, daily thing. I've let go of my Peloton streak. I have a weekly streak that's very, very long with Peloton. But as far as the daily ones, I don't get out of sorts if I had like miss one. For example, last week I had 3 days in a row and I knew the next day it was gonna be Saturday and I was gonna be walking around a lot and that was gonna be my activity. And I wasn't necessarily gonna have a blue dot on the Peloton and have a 4 day streak, but I had 3 days. My goal was to get up in the morning and do 3 days of working out. They didn't have to be consecutive and I did it. And so I think that has kind of helped me with, my success lately, because it's an added thing, an incentive to help me get through the day and make different choices. Guys, there were cupcakes in the staff lounge today. And I'm fortunate enough to have a lovely coworker, Melissa, who is on WW. And I texted her, I said, alert, there are cupcakes in the lounge. And she's in busy in pre-K. She's doing a lot. So she didn't get a chance to respond right away, but I didn't touch the cupcakes. I was really proud of myself. And I didn't exercise this morning. I have 3 days. I need to do it this week. But I think that mindset of like, you know, I've been exercising. I may not see all the results, the physical results right now, but I know that there's a difference when I don't touch the cupcake and it wouldn't have been worth it.
First off, congrats, because anybody who can avert and say no to cupcakes is a winner of like all the trophies. You get all the stickers, you get all the things, because who says no to cupcakes? I don't. But no, that's fantastic, Ricky.
Like, I want you to make a chart of all the things you, like you said, no to that were in the room. Like, I want to start making a chart for you, of like all the things that said no. And then we can kind of like add up all of like the points from the no. But I'm even thinking about for like our teachers who are listening right now, who are already thinking like, oh, crap, the cupcakes. Like, we've got a number we've already identified with the exact things you talked about. Mm-hmm. And just you even sharing that you successfully made it through without it. There's another teacher like, okay, Ricky did it. I can do it too. I'm going to do this.
I'm telling you, you know, there used to be a thread on when there were the Weight Watchers boards, not the Connect, but the boards. And it was called Stuff I Didn't Eat Today. And if it weren't food porn, that's what they called it. They were like, if it weren't food porn, you post a picture of all the food that you could have eaten and you didn't eat. And you put the points. And people were like, here's a picture of the cupcake that was 32 points that I didn't eat today. I'm proud of me. And it was just a whole big thread of, I felt like an AA meeting, like, hi, Ricky, I need a cupcake. Yay. But that's major, especially if it's the trigger.
And can I tell you, it didn't even look like it was that good. And at first, when I first saw it, I was like, I want that. But then I kept walking because it was like 9:30 in the morning. Like, I barely got a chance through the morning. It was very early. They were in the lounge. But then I walked by it a few more times because I have to go that way to go to the copy machine. And I was like, they're not Georgetown cupcakes. You know, we may have had a different conversation and that to me may have been worth it. But, you know, deciding that not everything that pops up is worth it is a big thing to say. I'm not saying no to every cupcake, but if there was a special kind that meant something, I would make the room for it, but I'm not going to do that for every single thing that appears in the room.
But I'm just also thinking of the person who brought them in. Like, what was their reason? Was it like, I don't want these in my house?
Probably.
And because I'm like at 9 o'clock, are we celebrating something? Or were you just trying to sabotage them? Like, what's wrong with them? So then I get all Inspector Gadget, like, why did you want to bring them in? Mm-hmm. Are they nasty? And you know it. And so you just want to put it on your coworkers because you don't want to eat the nasty cupcake. So then let's talk ourselves out of it. This is what I try to do. Yeah.
I, you know, bringing it back to the basics thing, Ricky, I think that is a great basics of starting with that thought process. Why am I choosing? Why do I want to eat this? And saying exactly what you did. Okay. But this to me is the pinnacle of the cupcake that I want to spend my points on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to choose something that is this. I'm not saying no cupcakes forever. I'm just saying what's worth it to me.
Yeah.
This doesn't fall within line mm-hmm. of that. So I think that's a really great, like, establishing our own personal basics. Yeah. What's worth it.
And another thing that I heard that was such a win is how you were approaching the exercise and saying, you know, 3 days a week, because that's something actually that I've been working on with my therapist in therapy. Mm-hmm. I had to let go. I was a daily weigher, and I've not been one that has been overly impacted by daily weighing, but she's been working with me on my perfectionistic tendencies and how I tend to focus on having to be able to string along days in order to feel powerful, to feel like I am making changes or that I'm doing well. And she said, we need to focus with you on just one day. We're only talking about what we're doing for today. Your goal is just one day. She's like, and if tomorrow you do something else, like, that's not what we're focused on. So you're not needing to get daily validation of anything. You're not needing to require yourself to do 7 days of anything, mm-hmm. or it's just what you can do today. And mm-hmm. if that, by the end of your week, that ends up being that you did it two or three times, okay, because your goal was just to do it for the one day. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think that will help to release you of the guilt slowly that you feel mm-hmm. of not hitting this metric that you decided was needed, or no one else said it. No one else mm-hmm. ever said you had to do 7 days a week. No one else said that you had to lose every week. No one else said it. You made up all of these rules mm-hmm. that we have to kind of push through. So now I weigh in once a week just because we're trying to reinforce the whole thing about you don't have to have to do something every single day. So it's been eye-opening for me. And I love what Ricky, what you said mm-hmm. about, I just said 3 days and I did 3 days in a row. And I knew on Saturday that I was going to walk. And if it broke my Peloton streak, oh, well, mm-hmm. because you get nothing.
Right. You created an exercise streak though, because that was 4 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually created something better mm-hmm. to me. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're obsessed with like getting this dot on Peloton, and that's mm-hmm. the thing, because that can be very motivating when you're like, I missed a dot. I've seen people in these groups, I mean, freak out. Mm-hmm. If they went to bed and forgot to do something to get themselves this, you know, like what Ricky's saying, the streak mm-hmm. in Peloton, because mm-hmm. it's addicting to be able to say, I did 31 days of Peloton workouts. Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was doing that, what was I doing? You know, a meditation. 5 minute meditation, right?
5 minute meditations will get you a dot. It sure will.
It's the best. Was that adding to my mental health? Maybe if I was paying attention. Was it adding to my activity? Not so much.
So streaks are fine, and it's great to like work towards it. But then, yeah. But basically, when my therapist said that,
you were doing inspiration, not transformation. You're like, why am I not getting the quads that I wanted? Because you're not using them.
But I love that it has something in the corner. It'll tell you if you took it. It's like, you've taken this 5 times. Do you want to do the 5 minute meditation again today? And you're like, listen here, you judgmental little app. I'm going to do the meditation because that's what I need today. Don't, because you can share and you can see what people have done. And I'm like, uh-huh, I know how you got your streak. Let me go look.
Candace, I want to roll back to something that you said at the beginning when we started talking. You had said when you were talking about Atomic Habits that you were changing how you think about yourself.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So I am being very careful about the words that I use. When it comes to describing myself. And one of the things that I am saying now is that not only do I love to cook at home, but I'm a great cook. And I cook really healthy and nutritious meals for my family that not only are healthy and nutritious, but they taste good. And I am doing it more often than not. And it's just something that I love. And I'm trying to prove it not only by saying it, but with the actions that I do. Hmm. And so I made a butternut. I was telling the lady that I made a butternut squash shepherd's pie with ground turkey and butternut squash because that's in season. And it's just really, really wonderful. And it reinforced what I know about myself. So trying to have those things that we talk about, those wins that prove what it is that I'm saying about who I am.
I love that.
It's been very, very wonderful to see how you can really change the narrative based on what you allow yourself to speak over yourself and about. Because I didn't really realize how much power your words can have, because you tend to do things that reinforce those behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Ricky, if you were to do that for yourself, like, what would you say is like the words that you would be saying about yourself? Like, this is who I am right now.
That's a great question. I mean, I'd say I am active. You know, I am someone who makes wise choices, someone who's thoughtful about the food choices that I make, and someone who does her best to plan for whatever is possible, you know, possible scenarios. I'm already thinking about back to school night tomorrow. I know that I'm going to be at school till 7 p.m. So I already know I'm going to have a Subway sandwich for lunch because I have a meeting off campus. And I'm like, well, if I get a foot long, then I also have dinner. Mm-hmm. So I have, you know, I think being thoughtful and planning is part of what I identify as now. And I think that's something to take away from Atomic Habits is, you know, I can claim all those things over myself because I see the patterns, and I can even claim them in, you know, before they become patterns, because, you know, in a sense we can speak those into existence if we, you know, plan on following through.
Mm-hmm. If we do the action, mm-hmm. Because I think action is so validating and reinforcing of what you say. And I tend to be one that needs to go back and say, if I say that I cook at home, how many meals did I cook at home this week? Like, you know, and if I don't feel like I have enough, then it's hard for me to, in my mind, accept what I'm saying verbally. So mm-hmm. I want to give myself enough wins, enough things that, you know, reinforce that that's what it is, enough votes.
Yeah.
I want to give my cast enough votes where somebody would say, that's exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's exactly who you are. Because we can see it in each other. Like, if I were to say Erin is a great cook and she just cooks amazing meals off the cuff, like Ricky and I would be, we'd have so many examples of that, mm-hmm. right? We'd be like, come on, like the carcass, like, come on. She just goes and gets
not a carcass.
She just takes them and boils them and spices and makes like soups and things, you know, and she just, so we would have all of this thing, these things that if you ever doubted it, we could throw back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yeah. No, here's factual proof of it. Whether you choose to believe it or not, this is just factually yeah. who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ricky, you've actually exercised 3 days this week or whatever. Like, so you can't say you're not active because mm-hmm. factually here's all the things that you've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are factually people who get on your Peloton and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Your tracking streaks show it. And you mm-hmm. both are accountable to one another through your Apple watches. Mm-hmm. So
it tells me. I mean, you could be like, yeah, I exercise. You're like, really? Oh, you did? Hope you had a good workout. Oh, here it doesn't say that. Man, my Apple Watch said, "Are you dead?"
Candace is like, "I guess your brain got a workout on that Peloton app."
You get another meditation. Okay.
I love it. All right. Listen, ladies, before we jump off, I just want to shout out a couple people in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. You know, as we're talking about getting back to basics, Annie Basics, she posted that she took a 30-minute walk and took a picture of herself and dropped it in there. And it wasn't even a sweaty selfie either. She looked just fabulous and radiant doing it. Because if I'm putting a sweaty selfie, basically this is how I look, how I'm coming to you tonight. It's not the greatest. Not great. Christy, not only just getting back to the basics, she's starting the basics. She is in Australia and just joined WW last week. So welcome. And then Cheryl dropped in and she said, I did it. I put on jeans, even if they aren't the size I'm aiming for. This is a big deal. I wear scrubs for a living, yoga pants, or I go straight into pajamas. My goal is to lose 20 pounds. I have a big trip in 44 days and I'd be happy taking off 5 pounds. Wearing these jeans before my 3 12-hour days on as a new charge nurse, bring it on weekend.
Love it.
So get it, Cheryl.
Yay.
Well, listen, we'd love to have you as part of the Real WW Talk Facebook group. You can just search Real WW Talk to find us there. We're also on Instagram. You can watch this live on YouTube or the recorded video. Just search underneath of that video tab and you can find our videos there as well as in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. And then, of course, the podcast. Just pop us in your pocket and take us on the go with you, whether you're driving or maybe you want to, you know, use as a part of the habit that you're building for exercise and going for maybe a walk or a run. So there's that. All right. Well, we hope that you have a great week. We'd love to catch up with you in the middle of the week. If you need encouragement, come join us on any one of those platforms and we will see you next week.